For the risk-taking misfits who are brave enough to write fight songs on company letterhead. Creative trespasser, noun. 1. Someone who sneaks creativity, imagination, and personality into the most mundane tasks or workplaces. 2. Someone who defies conformity and disrupts the status quo to spark greater innovation and engagement in buttoned-up work environments. 3. Someone who finds extraordinary ideas in ordinary places. 4. Someone who uses creativity as fuel for a freer, more authentic life. Antonyms: paper pusher, corporate drone, desk jockey, mayor of Dullsville. Introduction. Normal is where creativity goes to die. Why fit in when you were born to stand out? Dr. Seuss. It seems fitting that a book about disrupting business as usual should start with the ending. So, spoiler alert, I'm going to jump ahead and let you in on the punchline, the payoff of this entire book. It's a little secret that nobody tells you, even though it's powerful and absolutely true. You don't need to turn into a corporate drone in order to kick ass in the working world. In fact, I'm here to tell you that you already have everything you need to stand out, take risks, and have a hell of a lot of fun doing it. All you really have to do is trust your instincts, fire up your imagination, and stop apologizing for your magic and start unleashing it into the world. This book is about how. It took me a long time to figure out that standing out was any kind of advantage, professional or otherwise, because I come from a long line of outsiders, people who didn't and would never fit in. For most of my young life, I thought I had the suckiest DNA ever, especially because the only thing I wanted while growing up was to fit in. I wanted parents who had ordinary jobs, who packed snacks in my book bag each morning and ate dinner around an actual table at a certain time each night. I wanted to live in a house with married parents and maybe a dog, not a tiny apartment with one parent constantly on my case and the other parent on the lam. I wanted a mother who wasn't a foreigner with a weird French accent and who didn't make me look up words in the dictionary because she didn't know English. I especially didn't want to have to look up and therefore learn phrases like ends meet and Section 8 housing and out of work at 8 years old. I didn't want my mother to host parties full of artists and belly dancers and stinky French cheeses and jubilance. I didn't want my dad, a cab driver, to have one more big idea that compelled him to bet on horses, enter into questionable, surefire business ventures, or leave town unexpectedly for months or years on end. I wanted consistency, I wanted normal, and I wanted it now. Only in hindsight would I discover that my outsider birthright and bizarro childhood were actually helping me chart my own course toward a wildly creative and fulfilling life. When I was growing up and my single mom wasn't working two jobs, as well as, in her spare time, taking care of three unruly kids, sorry, Mom, she would take us to every arts and cultural event that started with free and ended in festival. And even though we had trouble making ends meet, Mom always found a little cash, usually stashed in her bra, to buy other people's art, and often even a little to buy art supplies for us. Mom understood that her creativity was a gift and figured out ways to make money with it. When our classmates attended summer camps we couldn't afford, Mom bartered her art teaching skills in exchange for the camp letting my brother, sister, and me attend. To this day, she still pays the guy who fixes broken stuff around her house with homemade quiche. Mom showed us that just about anything in life could be a creative pursuit and that we could find creativity anywhere we bothered to look for it. My dad, on the other